Is it really any wonder that more people are now identifying themselves as none, that's N-O-N-E, on a recent survey about religious identification than in past years? The study I'm referring to is the American Religious Self-Identification Survey, released by Trinity College in Hartford. The study has some interesting things to say about religious identification in America. The short story is, religious identification in America is declining. According to the survey, 1 in 5 Americans say they have no religious identity or did not answer the question. More than 1 in 4, 25%, said they do not expect to have a religious funeral. So much for people acting more religiously when it comes to death. And perhaps even more revealing is the rise in nuns, people saying they don't have a religious identity. This rise is the only trend that is occurring within every single state. Nuns have risen by 20 million since 1990. And as for Jews, the survey reveals that fewer of us are identifying as religious. And of course, this shouldn't be shocking, given the rising unaffiliation rates in our community. And it's no surprise to me that the number remains about the same for people who identify as ethnically Jewish. This reinforces what I've been saying for years. It's not that Jews want to stop being Jewish. It's that they find the religious expressions of Judaism available to them unsatisfying. The survey also reveals the changing nature of personal theology on how even those who hold a religious identity are not necessarily in tune with their religion's theological perspective. Simply put, people aren't believing in the God that their religion teaches about. The survey says, and this is the first year that the survey even asked questions about belief in God, that less than 70% of the respondents believe in a personal God, read a all-powerful knowing deity, with 12% believing in a higher power, but not a personal God. There are, of course, those who are trying to interpret these numbers, trying to explain them away or blame modern society on why religion is fading in importance. I believe what we're witnessing is a shift in personal belief that began with the Enlightenment, with the rise of science, when knowledge based upon facts and research started to brush away the mythology and superstitions and assumptions of ancient people. Religious thought, particularly about the role and power of God, was called into question as scientific inquiry began to reveal a universe defined and dependent upon the laws of nature, laws which are consistent and never changing. This understanding of the universe challenged the miracles written about in the Bible, challenged religion itself to rethink and redefine the nature and power of God, and while some religious streams were willing to do this, others were not. But more to the point, many people have found that religion, even liberal ones, particularly in Judaism, are so bound by rituals and traditions of the past that they don't offer individuals who have redefined God or who have chosen not to use that term at all a place at the table. Their voices aren't allowed to be heard. Their ideas don't help to shape the future of Jewish thought. When rabbis say that growing unaffiliation rate is a result of Jews leaving Judaism, I disagree. I believe Judaism is standing still while most Jews continue to walk into the future. When Judaism stops evolving, when theology is more grounded in the beliefs of the ancient than it is upon the revelations of modern science, we leave people no choice but to continue to walk on while Judaism stands still. For they see a Judaism more focused on the past while they seek to embrace the future. I'm Robert Barr, rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. We have several postings now about Passover. And thanks for listening.